celebration time.
Independence Village returns to Rennie Williams Entertainment Center. Festival bandwagons to roll out across the island, and Curry will be coming uptown with Sat the Market. Whole heap of things happening as the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, leads activities for this year's Emancipation and Independence celebrations. We have enough more to tell you. The Rennie Williams Entertainment Center will be the hub for activities as we celebrate Proud and Free Jamaica 53. The center will be buzzing with fun and excitement with the staging of Independence Village from August 1 to 6. Director of Marketing and Public Relations, JCDC, Steve Davidson, says the village will open free of cost from 12 noon to 5 p.m. each day with paid nightly entertainment for the entire family.
That includes lunch hour concerts at 12:30, and persons can also come out and have lunch because there will be a wide range of food available at the food court. There will also be panel discussions at 3 o'clock on each day, as well as in the Kiddies Village, we have rides and attractions, we have exhibitions. We have many private and government entities coming in to put up displays.
You will be able to access services offered by the various entities, including the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency and the Registrar General's Department. A special highlight of the Independence Village will be the Promenade of Pride, which is a wall that will be mounted showcasing 53 proud moments in our country's history since independence. That will be a great selfie moment. Now for the nightly features of the village. On Saturday, August 1, the crowning of the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen will take place. And on Sunday, August 2, the finals of the Gospel Song competition.
On Monday, we'll have the Antiroach Festival in the day, and the night entertainment will be Fashion Week music. On Tuesday, there is the Mellow Girl, which is the premier family show starting at 8 o'clock. And of course, on Wednesday, there is the finals of the Warwick Dance Championship. And for this year, the first day, the village will be open on the 6th as well. For persons who don't have a ticket for a grand gala at the National Stadium, they can actually come to the Rennie Williams Entertainment Center, enjoy all the benefits of the village, and of course, see a live stream of the grand gala.
Now, on the morning of Emancipation Day, August 1, the vicinity of Jamaica House and King's House will be transformed into Sat the Market. As them say, Curry will be coming uptown. From 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you will be able to get rich Jamaican food from the soil at the best prices from over 100 of our local vendors. Enough parking space will be available and good Jamaican breakfast with entertainment. It will be your best market experience yet. Jamaicans all across the island will be treated to the best of local talent as the festival bandwagon rolls through the various parishes. For the eastern region featuring St. Catherine, St. Thomas, Kingston and St. Andrew, the bandwagon will roll out on Sunday, August 2 in St. Thomas.
That bandwagon will be filled with exciting performances showcasing our award-winning talents this year in the Performing Arts Festival, in our Gospel Festival, in our Festival Song at the local level. We will also be showcasing winners from last year from our big stage program that we rolled out.
Director of Community Cultural Services at JCDC, Marjorie Layden Vernon. Now for the other regions, the bandwagons will run concurrently from August 3 to 5. In the West, the bandwagon will start in Westmoreland on the 3rd of August, then it will roll to Hanover on the 4th and St. James and Trelawney on the 5th. For the Central region, Clarendon on Monday, August 3, Manchester on Tuesday and St. Elizabeth on the Wednesday. And for the Northern region, it will start in St. Anne on the 3rd, into St. Mary on the 4th and Portland on the 5th. So remember to line the streets and make we celebrate under the theme, Proud and Free, Jamaica 53. And that's it for today's program, brought to you by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, an agency of the Ministry of Youth and Culture. Until next time, I'm Casita Irving. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.